Chazara on the Simukuf Pei Gimel and Simukuf Kuf Sadi. The goal is to focus what it says on the page. Let me go through the Ikki Seidus that's in the Torah and Beis Yosef, and then go through every Mechaber Amal, Taz, Shaf, Biskit, Chuvim, Kiveger. That's the focus over here. The start of Hilchas Nida, the Shaf brings down the Lashon Levush. It says a person should know the Makar and the Seid where everything is built upon. How to get from what it says in the Torah to Bezman Hazeh. So let's go through that, as the basis of it is marked this concept and also brought down by the Torah. First thing is we have Yemei Nida and Yemei Zava. Pasuk and Pasuk Metzora, two different things. A Yemei Nida is the Isha's Lavdam, the Locha is she's a Nida for 7 days. The Torah points out really 5 points. Number one, even a Tipis Dam over here, you have to sit. Second thing, 7 days. Third, he says you do tefillah belel ches, not during the day, but at night. A fourth thing he says, even if you see dam all 7 days straight, he says, as long as you end up doing your hefsek tairo, and then you go to the mikveh, that's beseder. That's the side of a nido min ha-tairo. We have a second pasuk, couple psukim after the sugya of nido. Someone sees dam belay eis nidasa. The Ramban says, she is a chayil over here. The locha says the Torah, and the Beis Yosef explains, there are different levels over here. If she sees 1 day, she called a Shema Esyayim, or she sees 2 days, called a Zdova Kitana. In that situation, that night she makes a hefsik. She's supposed to be shaming that day. She'll be total minyad during the day after Nates, except Tashbish's Osir, Shematir Vatistar. A third level, if a person sees, the Isha sees 3 days in a row, then she's a Zdova Gedayla. In that case is with the Makor for Zayin Nikiyim, 7 clean days over here. Then it can be also be toivel during the day of Yimei, on the 7th day. It's also do the Tashmish until the case of night, Al Shematir Vatistar. Now the Beis Yosef gets involved with that Bonon, can you go to the Mikvah during the day? Machlokes built upon the Sugya, having to stand it. That's Mikvah comes out Minatoro. Now, what is exactly does that mean? So, what does it mean Yemei Nida and Yemei Zava? So it's very clear that Beis Yosef two different Mahalchim among the Rishonim. First Malach, the Shach B'Gzan, the Rambam, is that the idea over here is we count 7 and then 11 and then 7 and then 11. And the two main differences, the Rambam versus other Rishonim. First difference is that the idea of when a person comes to Zava, we do not need to count Zayin Nekiyim to get to Yemei Nida. Do not need a counting of Zayin Nekiyim to get to Nida. You get into Nida no matter what. A second Nafkamina is that to leave the Zman of Nida, you do not need over here, even do not see Gotimei Zava. That means the Rambam is you do not need to count, but you do not need to see, it all automatically happens. Without counting Zayin Nekiyim, you'll get there. To the next one, you get to Mei Nida. Without seeing, you'll get to Mei Zava. Mash Enkein, Rashi, the Ramban, the Torah, they come to the second Malach, and they say, to get out of Yemei Zava, you need Zayin Nekiyim, and to get to Yemei Nida, you have to say, see, Nida. The Locha, the Shach is very clear, he has a Kash and Levosh, so all the Paiskim go like Rashi Shito. But again, the Locha there is, to get out of Yemei Zava, you need Nekiyim, and to start Nida, you have to see to be a Nida. The question is, how do we get along with Zman Hazeh? How do we get to the next level over here? So Gemara Das Samavah bring down the Rebbe is Mesakim Besodus. Rashi's Besodus means people who are not B'nai Torah, which they say certainly applies to Zman Hazeh. The Loch is when a person sees 1 day, so you count that day plus 6 Nekiyim. You see 2 days, is those 2 days plus 6 Nekiyim. You see 3 days, you need a Zayin Nekiyim. That's Rebbe. Kimlung of Zayah. It says, "Noyis Yisrael uchmiu upon Atzman," and even saying one team is dam kechardol, the locha is you need Zayin Nekiyim. What does that mean? So, come along with Taz, explain Pshat in the Torah. Now, the Mavucha and the Avon in the Torah, the gears of what to understand, where the Taz explains it, is really there are three chashas going on over here. Number one, the chash over here is what exactly is read. That means very clear in the Gemara, the Amoraim, and the Tanoim, we're not clear what the definition of read is. With Neitilat Mimus. Therefore, we are Machbar, and anything with Neitilat Mimus is going to be the locha to ask a person. That's number one. That's one shash. We come up with Machbar, anything that's Neitilat Mimus. Building upon that, it comes out, what did Rebbe say now? That since we're Neitilat Mimus and Machbar, the first day she sees Dam, we're going to say now you need Zayin mitzvah to give nida. Maybe lemaisa the first day seeing dam is not really dam. It's only noiklad bimus is not minatayo. And the second day and third day, maybe the seventh day, the first day, you're really seeing something that's red. Therefore, we need six nikiyim to make sure that we really have the yemei nida that you're counting over here. And then the second day also. Kamlung Rabbi Zeiro, and the Kamlung says that since not to mix up the days yemei nida, yemei zivo, therefore bnei salech mi upon atzmon and always count zayin nikiyim. That means Rebbe is choshes not to mess up yemei nida. Rabbi Zeiro is choshes not to mess up yemei zivo. People do not know how exactly to go count. Therefore, just be practical. People tainted enough. They still chmir on atzmon. Why do we machmir upon ourselves? First of all, the Gemara brachas brought down by the Beis Yosef. It's a locha psuko. We do that. Second of all, if you think about, come on, no nafkamino. Rebbe anyway says that once you see 3 days, the loch is that we're mesakin. We need zaynakim. The only chumra over here is if you see a mashu of dam, they need zaynakim 6 days to 7. You're adding in one more day, we see a mashu of dam. That's it. We know you still chumra upon atzmon according to the Torah, according to Taz. The one extra day we see a mashu, which is not common. You have a period, you see a couple of days. So it's not. People think, you know, B'nai Shalach Miru. They're machmir one day in the certain Kimtas. Besides the Lachab Sukkah over here. Lachab Maestri come on Mechab said a couple of points. Number one, it comes out of the Makor. That's where you Matamahir. The Shach brings down a Pasuk. Number two, even if it comes out Ba'inus, not like the case of a man. The Taz said like the case of Kvitzo. Even if it does not come out B'chutz, we have a Pasuk for that. Even if it's in the base of Chitzon, Shishtomei. Afilu Tibas Dam Kechardol. The Shach points out even less than the Chardol. Tell me a Chardol a certain amount, even less than that. It says the Lamechaber, when you have a Gosha, and the Shach explains a Gosha only tzadik sugi of deraisa, even an a Gosha be tomei. We discuss why the crazy placey, Mr. Minchas Yaakov, what's the Havon and Mechaber, why need the sugi of a Gosha for? Then we end off a Locha, she tomei, she needs a Zaynikim over here. Needs to wait 7 days. The Amos Moisif, Lav Dafka, she's married, even a Pluya, don't tell me Dursh time to crow. Loch is no chilek, shechayv koros, no difference over here. The mekor for this inyan of Agosho, the Gemara is very clear that we have Shmuel that says the person sits in the karka, botka, sees nothing there. The pasuk says, "Besara and shetargish." Then the Gemara, "Besara and shetargish." I lemaisi we needed to tell the locha is even though it came out from the mekor and stayed in the base achitz and shul sees tamei. The Gemara said, "Ekanami, you have two joshes, besar u besara, extra hay." I we needed for the idea. That's not inside a chaticha, not inside a shvir over here. Echanami, all three joshes, we learn that from this pasuk over here. Kivege is moisiv, a very important concept. That he says that sounds like a locha to make you tome. The idea over here is nina gosho. Let's say you are doing the zayin nikiyim. You have no gosho. You see a mashu of dama kesem. It can be sois the zayin nikiyim. So the maduri over here is also not be sois and nalal chavadas. We have a locha to abundance, not a get over the rice over here. It's still nichla klav zayin nikiyim. Now, come on, the Pesach Shuvah, he points out sweetly, what is the definition of Argosho? First thing he says is when your body trembles, that's the Losh of the Rambam. The second thing he says when the Psicha Samakor, that's the Losh of the Mechaber and Simon Kov Tzadis of Aleph from the Chumas Hadeshen. And third thing he brings down from the Behuda the Chavadas, the person has Zivas Dova Lach. Now, he does bring down the Chassam Seifel and Maisa disagrees with that concept. What's my colleagues among the Achoyim, the third level over here? Now we get to Simkuf Tzadi Sif Aleph, the Pesach Shuvah brings down an idea of a Kitzas Meriglayim. Sounds like an other Hagosh over here. So the Achoyim Be'ika put it into one of these. That means the Vaza puts it under the concept of trembling, like the Rambam. Chodeshani puts it under the concept of a Psichus Makar. So that means it's not a fourth thing. Pash is one or the other. You have to argue which one it is because we're not exactly sure which one it really means. But Maisa, we have three things against to give Hagosh. Now, goes on the Pesach Shuvah and says, let's say a person over here did a bedika and says it has no agosha. And after Tashmish and found a tibes dam, a very important concept, when it gets to us, building upon the sigil, the avona, a person walks in and says, did not say she has agosha. Do we say she had agosha? Pesach Shuvah brings down at the end the crazy placey, the chavdas, the sidetara. We say, aval she had agosha, she had agosha of lava daite. That means any bedika cloth is a chashash derais over here. Anytime she sees dam after tashmish is a chashash derais. However, let's say you do a knuach externally on the outside, you not put it inside the prison over here, then of course only cases drop on them. The next pesach shuvah brings down a bris avram that discusses that just like a loch is go from the makor to the beis achitzoy. the loch over here is kimutamer. What happens if you go from Pesach Chitzen to the outside? So he says, Be'ikis naki mutamer, not to be moisif tumo. But however, does that make moshe nafkamino? Because anyway, you're never sure if it came out just now from the makor or not. Therefore, anyway, it cannot be machmer. He says, only nafkamino is when you know it came out from the makor, not through the derech. Otherwise, not much of a nafkamino. Simukuf tzadi, sugyo ksavim. The makor of this Indian is really we have two different ideas. One, we have Shmuel, that the Taz brings down. That's only the Rabbanon. We have a pasuk from the story of Asher Targish. And then also we have a Mishnah on Nachum Chesed base of Kiva says the whole idea of Ksom is not to be Machma, only to be Mekel. We have a Pasuk Dam Vele Kesem. Why two different Sukkim? We spoke already by Riches. And the Sukkim, why we have two different Makaris for this Indian over here. But once we have the Kulas, therefore we point out through the Simon we have six different Kulas, brought down the page over here. Either way, the Alochon Sefei of Kikriz, we have the two Alochon Sefiud, not Makabal Tomo, or Big Day Tzvainim. We'll have the Lachem of Yud Aleph and onwards come out to the end of the Sugya of Tlias. We have the Heta of Ksom by a Kotten, as we said, Beis and Gimel. And we'll get to the Pesach Teshuvah by us by a Beged of an Ish. Those are the six Kulas we have, Miyuchad over here by Ksom. The Mechaber has two Chalakim over here. The first Chalak of the Mechaber is the Halacha per se, that to make you Deraisa, you need to have Argosho. How came the Chacham and made a Geizah upon Ksomim, meaning that she, Mama Shidu Badika, and she found something to be Torah. But still, we found the Kesem, on white, more than shadows of Gersh, she could be Tomei, and the loch is as if she mamish had a riyo. Now we know what it means. What does it mean she mamish had a riyo? That means the loch is she has to count 5 days in the Ashkenaz, she needs to give Hefzik, she needs to sign the Kim over here, except for one thing, Sift and Dalit. That's the Mechab is ending off with. Except again, the Sugiv Vestis. You don't write down the calendar. That means the Mechab is starting off, ending off with a contrast. It's Giriyah Lechol Dover, except for Yimei Vest. Now, coming with Taz, it's a question over here. Why don't we have a Svek Sveko? Suffolk came out from her, maybe he didn't. Even though it came out from her, maybe not come from Makar. So he wants to answer because Rav Dam come from Makar, therefore it's not a Svek Sveko that's being shuffled over here. And he sends you to the Kesem Mishnah that gives other tourism to cash over here. Kivege does end up, point out over here, this halacha goes in Ksom is once she reached the main Aris, it goes upon her also with Nakim Machalik. The Pesach Teshuvah on this chelik discusses once you know Gosha make a deraiso, what's the lacha when she has a lot of white and tibis dam inside of it? It's not nichel neged of our Gosha. It brings on the Shev Yaakov, the base Yaakov, that says it's not nichel neged of our Gosha. Masha Enke in the Siddur of the Maisa disagrees over here. It is nichel neged of our Gosha. The next Pesach Teshuvah brings down that a man, he found a kesem on top of her, Ezekiel Metama, the wife, he has a white shirt, there's dam on top of it. So come on the Panam Iris and said there's no ksum on a man to metama his wife. And that's Rav Achroinim. The Maisa, the Pesach Teshuvah goes on further in parentheses, to bring down the Muda Olam says, if you got it yourself though. The Maisa, the Sertai of the Chokh Mazodim, the Masham, they go, there's no ksum on the man, and they want to either answer that Sefta is a Meshubash, or there's a different Gersh over there. Why they point out, even if it is a Tesef though, Maisa not brought down by the Bavli, not brought down by the Ishami, we said we pass life with the Tesef though. So again, it sounds like the Pesach Teshuvah, his maskon is to be machmer. The moin am, most achoinim, maisa want to be mekel. They get about maybe he sleep in one bed, might be different on his pajamas, yish lotin. The second half of the mechaber is the chumah of the Trumas Hadeshem. Isha has a hagosho. Where's the mechaber? Psich sa makar. She checked and found nothing. Yish misha'ima, Trumas Hadeshem, to metama her. The source of the Taz is a vada, not because Agosh is metama isha. Because we're saying there was dam. The only way to metama, we need dam. So what we're saying, there was dam over here. Except what happened was got wiped away, got any more, he did not find anymore. We have nothing to tell her what happened with this Agosh. And this reason, we're metama, we're saying there was dam over here. Now, the Pesach Teshuvah Mekiveger bring down, Shalom among the Achoinim, do we say the same cloud by Muslekes? Because we're not supposed to have dam over here. Those who want Taino, to be Mekel my Musalekes, Tosh Shlomim, the Yaivit, the Siratayra, Choch Mazorim, they're coming for two reasons why to be Mekel. One, she was left, is not able to see. Void, she has excretions all the time, but the whole reason we're coming to Machmer is most of excretions are coming out from Isha is Dam, or that God is creating is Dam. Over here, when she Mubesh, but there, because different things come out, and most of the time it's not Dam, it's not red. Therefore, we have what to retail upon, and we say that's what happened over here. Atzad Hasheni, Ma'aseh Hagosha, and David first the Moshe, Beislach Yehuda, Sam Soivach, Chazon Lamaisa, they want to be machmer over here. Now, Kamal the Pesach Shuvah discusses when a Isha, she sneezed very strongly, and she was in the basic Knesset in the morning, and she assumed it was Merik Lime that came out. She checked at night, hours later, and she saw a mashu of dam. The question is, what's the halacha in that situation? And she did not find any remnants of Merik Lime over there. Kamal Lishav Yaakov wants to taino, because if you were checked right away, the chor, she would have found some machluchis. The fact she only checked at night, Avzuki Isaloy Mechzakinon, we say it's only a kesem over here, and therefore will be mekel. Ad kant Shev Yaakov. Kavam lechoyim, they argue havon on the Shev Yaakov. Is Talmud the Teres Tzvi? Where's the Sittar of the Chochma Sodom? Teres Tzvi wants a taino and only meant in the situation when she felt kama tipas coming out from her. She felt five drops came out from her. At night, she found one drop. So the Maisa was saying over here, the Muchach does Merik Lime over here. We see certain things disappeared. Then we'll tell upon a singular kesem over here. But let's say she only felt one drop. At night she found one drop. And that one drop is red. We'll metama her. The Sittar and Chochmas Odom disagree. That's not Pshan the Shev Yaakov. They want to know the Shev Yaakov Maisa. At the end of the day, he says, the idea you sneeze and the sun comes out, you feel that Akhtoza coming out from that Mokum, the Motzi, the Merik Lime. We're assuming that's the standard thing that usually happens when Isha feels. We're assuming that's what the case over here is. Even if she found only felt one drop, and at night she found one team is down, Maisa, it can be Mekel. Pesach Tshuva ends over with a Chochmas Odom. The number one, this idea of Hargoshu, Sancti Machmer, says even by Zivas Dovalach, that means we'll see the Chassam Soiv said by Zivas Dovalach, we'll not say the Chumra of the Shumas Adeshin. Chochmas Odom says we do say the Chumra. However, he says we can't make a chazaka of a frosha of Bintahara. That means Isha, she has a gosh, she does a bdika, finds Marator once, twice, three times. Once she has a chazaka, we can always be samech upon that chazaka over here. Next piece of Shuvah Sukkot and Dalad, it brings down again the Chochmas Odom, the locha which a person trembles over here, that would be not nichol nechuma of the Shumas Adeshin, because we tell upon other mikrim. And again, the piece of Shuvah Mitzan of Sam Soiva that he holds for Kart. On the gosha of being trembling, that's there gufoy, there is nichol nechum of the Trumas Adeshin. She does a bdika and finds nothing to matama her. Pesach Tshuva, hey, discussing, let's say an Isha checks miyad. The whole reason why Timachmas says it has is because the Maisa, you had a gosha, where'd it go? Must be the muach disappeared. Something over here happened. But let's say you check miyad, it had no time to disappear. What's the luck in that case? You had that gosha? So I'm sorry for the Maisa didn't stop it, kind of look upon it. The Chavdasa, the Yehuda say the Maisa, you have to prove yourself. You found nothing, you'd be Echlami. It disappeared over here. Atzad Hasheni, the crazy place, the Tire said the Maisa, you checked right away. Nothing there. So the Maisa should be Tire over here. Pesach Tshuva Sukkot Vav is coming from one Yisoid with different cases to understand it. I mean, until now we said she checked herself, she found nothing. The loch over here is Kibit Tomei. Let's say she checked herself and found Mara Daratoris. So the Trumas Adeshin inside, the Mechaba brings down Tzimu Kufay Ches, the loch is Shubi Tohar. We'll tell her that the Hakosha created an external thing over here, that's Maratoris. Now the Pesach Tshuva points out, the Chassam Sofer, women always have some Machluchis over there. The Pasha means, it means something, a Maratoris, that's something extra special, something that's unique, an extra excretion that you can explain that that's where that Hakosha is coming from. So you have over here this Maratoris, the Maizki B'Samech upon it. Building upon this klal over here, said the Pesach Tshuva, let's say Isha takes an H and a Bodek. Now everyone knows what that means. That means you have an H and a Bodek. The loch is on Sif Lamavav. The loch is a toil upon a gris. Even though she did a Bedik over here, this she did an H and a Bodek. She did a Bedik with it. She found Marak Sherus and Marak Tmeus. What's the loch in that case? Agmi Toilah that Tagosho is for the Marak Taurus, like Sherus over here. And the master of dam she found upon the ancient abodic is a kesem, and it says it's a gris, we make all. Well, no, fakert, over here we found the master of dam. It says that Gosh created the sugi of dam. Machloikis. The Givat Shol says, we're told upon the master of the kesheris that came out, it's from that Gosh, and we make all over here. Masha Enkin, the Chavadah says, no, the maisik be machmer. No, that, Kamal Chavadah says even further, even the case we took an aid, that's not in the bodek, but chesus meluchloch. We know that we tell upon everything. And you found the Marek Shesh and Tmeis, still be machmer. Knowing that you did the bedikah with an aid, and you lost half of the aid, still be machmer. The one over here they point out is a basic question over here. What do you come to go do over here? The way the Chavadah says, you have to prove, the burden of proof is upon you, why exactly that gosha for. If you cannot prove that gosha for my ksheira, you tell me. H and the Vada cannot prove it. Custom looking in a nevada aid, you cannot prove it. The burden of proof is upon you, you cannot prove it. The Maestri, you tell me. Give us all mamish pulfai carrot. You have water to be tell upon it? I have a Marek Sherel, the Maestri, I'll be Mekel. That means who has to prove what? The Givat Shol says, long have what to be tell upon, I'll be Mekel. Chavadah says, no, you have to prove that's Marek Sherel over here. We'll get in between Malachasam Sofer. That's the Yisrael Machlokes over here. Now, let's say a person does a Bdika Miad, then he puts it down, an hour later he checks it and finds nothing. Kamal Gunad Behudan says over here, in this situation, the Maestri person, sorry, I skipped. A step back. Now, in this halacha, back to again, Piskachum Sukkot Vav, a person over here does a bdika of the by case of zivas in the a person like Gosha of a ziva and not dovalach, zivas dovalach, come on from some soif and says in this situation when you lost the aid, what's ancient body can be makel. Now, pashas the way the chinam understand it, even in case you find nothing, that means the kimto of the some soif is when you. You lost it. But l'chor, it'll be the same thing if Maisi you found nothing over here. Now, let's say a person, he finds a Mar Torah and also finds Tibas Dam over here. Small Tibas Dam. Come on, some Sefer, and he wants to go in between. It says, it depends, you find upon the Ksainis or Kesha of Eich and the Bodek. And he comes with the in-between Mahalach over here. That he wants a Taino of Eich and the Bodek. Mustama, you found Dam over here. Mustama of Dam comes to Makar. Mash Enkin, you have a Ksainis over here. She's wearing an undergarment. Where did Marek Sherez come from? It's more Mustava came from her than from the Alma. That means he went in between again. The Givat Shal says, Allah is anything to be told to be Mekel. Chavadah says, no, you have to prove to be Mekel. So I'm sorry, he says, you have to be, let's go, what's more Mustava? If it's more Mustava came from her, like by Ksainis, Marek Sherez will be Mekel. It's more Mustava by H and Abodik, that's Dam, will be Machmer. We have to go take in outside ideas over here, concept, what's more Mustava over here. Let's go to the three sheets over here, how to look at things. If a person does a bdika after Shivest, and he found a Marek Sheyo, come on, say, Tari, the Maisi Mekel, and the only thing is Masur, because how far is after Shivest? A half hour, an hour, 3 hours, a day later, 2 days later, how far is the Shia over here? Piskei Teshuvah and Sekon Zayin, he brings down the Chu, Gemur Tamahar, that's the Mechaber, how we should know there are those who disagree. The Advaz, the Yavitz, the words of the Yavitz is a Mekel and Nisar, he gets rewarded to be Mekel over here. In his Shita, you find Tibas Dam, Advaz in the Palmeiris, Levad to be Machber. The only question they clear in his Shita, you find Marek Meus. A Marek Sheris, what's the Lacha according to the Yavitz over here? Now, let's say a person over here does a Bdikim Yad, and then afterwards he put it down and he sees nothing there. Kamal Nadim Hudin says, you can assume that some Lachluchis is there. It disappeared over here, and therefore we tell over here to be Mekel. Now the Chumash point out, it's very hard to understand, but CS-wise, anyone else by a bedik cloth, if you find something, there's always a remnant left behind over there, that something was there. It doesn't just disappear. Maybe they had different material or cloth, and maybe the Metzias was a little bit different than our situation. Now, come along the Yehuda from his son, he says an important concept over here, that saying over here to Yimachlam Psichas and Makar, he wants to tell it not has to be doctor, not only Psichas and Makar, you need two things. Psichas and Makar together with Zivas Davalach. Otherwise, Stam Psichas and Makar without a Gosha Zivas Davalach will not be Machmah the Chum of the Chumas and Hashem. The last point of the Pesach Chuba says that let's say an Isha, or you say it over here, she went to sleep, she had a dream, and then she had a Gosha. She might have had the Gosha in a dream, she might really have that Gosha. She woke up and did a Bdikah and found nothing. What's the luck in that situation? So it says first in the Behuda, very important, you saw the Chumash Dashub only Matama Misafek. So now you have a Savak Agosha. So if so, Nichol get a Svek Svek and therefore be Mekel. But the cloud comes out, the Chumash Dashub to be Machmed only a Safek, and any Svek is to be Misaf with it, Lamais will be Mekel. The Evil Ava Chum is Man as I say, then get to our Nashim, that's without a Svek is, Imam Shah the Behuda, let's be Mekel over here. What comes out, what Agosha referring to in our situation, everyone knows again we have to be Agoshas. First of all, that Goshen Mechab is Goshen, we have Psich Zemekaru, and that we have the Chiddush of the Southern Noyd of Yehuda, what Tana means, Psich Zemekaru with Ziva Zavlach. Numa Zachonim want to argue. The idea of discussing if the body trembles, that's Machloikis, Chachmaz Odin, once he make it, versus Chacham Soif, once he machmer. In fact, when you have Ziva Zavlach, Chacham Soif himself says, the Maestri be make it, he writes, even me who wants to argue Ziva Zavlach and Kupay Gimel. But over here, Soli to make it, the Maestri, you see the Chachmaz Odin, Maestri not that way. Sifbeis, a case when they catch him on the cotton, we have a Gemara in Dafein, Ochinim and Antigna says, we're not fleshing on someone on the cotton. What's the case of cotton? Whether she's less than 12 years and 1 day old, or in the case she's above that, she doesn't have two sires, she's a case of Tano, unless she sees 3 times with no ksum by her. Now the Chunim are very clear, what is the get over here to apply this concept? And there are really 3 cases floating around over here. Let's say she has a husband. Come along the Mashal brought down by the Bach and Taz. The one time she has a husband, it's just like by Basulim be Machmir, who also be Machmir. The Shach says the Maisa being right from Basulim. First, we have no such minig over here. Being right from Basulim, Yishal Chalak Harbe, it's not much of the situation over here. Therefore, the Maisa wants to be Makel. Number two, let's say you find a Kesim on her Basura. The one time the case of the Gemara Dafkin, you found it on the side of the sheets, but on the boss is Madurik to be Machmir in that situation. That's the Bach. Come on, the Shach says, no, right, the Gemara discussing a case that's ruggle to happen, but even though, even on the body, might say, no, someone even on a cotton at all, like Tana at all. Number three, let's say you know Vade, it came with Gufo. The words of Rashi upon the Gemara is, the whole reason to be Mekel by Tana, Kedumma Osim Almo. Let's say it came with Vade Megufo. The come on, the Chavadah said, the Vade, we have no gosh, let's be Machmer. Again, come on, the Pesach Chuvah, and says, we're doing the Shach not the way, clear the Lechem Chamunzim and Chazak not the way, and therefore he wants to be Mekel. Therefore, to get to all 3 questions, the Shach is being Mekel over here. That means the get the case if she has a husband, the get the case she found on her Besaro, or in the case of Vladimir Gufoy, even in that case, Kamal Piskachu want time that the Shach be Mekel on all 3 Akimtas, there's no Ksum by a case of a cotton. Sif Gimel is the question is, what is the definition when she sees 3 times? Kamal the Machaber and says, let's say an Isha is Shafas, that means the Dam is pouring out of her. Is a lefes, tip, comes out slowly, down the hefsik. The gedu is nichel in one re'iyah. But let's say she stops and sees 3 times in 1 day, there's nichel the get of a sofik. The yesh is not nichel the get of a chazak over here. There must have to be machma, and even in 1 day, there must be machma over here. Now, the shell among the Taz and Shach is really how to read the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, you said over here, by Tana, when she stops, it counts in 2 different re'iyahs. When she says the word it stops, it counts 2 different re'iyahs. What a kimta are you going back on? That means the Mechaber says 2 things. Shefas, when it pours, and in the case of Mizalefes, goes tip-tip. The Gemara says, from Isha to Mizalefes, to case of to Shefas, for 7 days, that's not possible. She'll die. Not possible. So what does it mean over here when the case says the case of Shefas? So therefore, come on the Bach and the Shach wants to tighten the whole entire lacha of being mafsik. It's only my case of Mizalefes. Tip-tip. Then it counts 2 years. Let's say she's Shefas, and she stops in between, that's still 1 year. That means the words of the Mechaber says to stop is only going back on the Sefer, the second case, and not going back to the first case of Shefas. The Taz disagrees. So no, the simple reading of the Mechaber is not the way. The idea over here of being Pesek is going back on both cases. I think Gemara says not possible to see it that way. No, the Gemara is discussing 7 days, you'll die. He was discussing 2-3 days, that's my Sheshaych Pamatzias, and therefore, if you have a case of Shefas and being Mastik in between, Echnami will count as 2 different years over here. Siftal, the case of a girl, a Ktana, that had a Chazoko, and now you want to be accurate. So she stops singing for 3 oinus, meaning 90 days, she backed a Ktana, the Ulok Sam will be Makel over here. Even if she goes back and sing, will be Makel. The Shach says what that means again. That she saw, let's say, on 27, 27, 27. Then she never saw the next 90 days. Let's say now, a year later, she sees on 27, Chav Zayin. The halacha negate to all vests, when you vest kavua, you always have to remember it years later, until you get another vest kavua. So maybe over here also, by Ktano, a year later, she sees on Chav Zayin, let's be choshish again. To come along, the Shach says, no, over here we would not say that. Even if she chleads it to that day, no, she has to make a new chazaka 3 new times over here. Then anything less than that, we're not gozel, will be mekel. The Shir says the Ramah is 36 Cyrus, the gulf of a person. Or tell upon a dam kin over here. We pass like a kinina ben atigna, so even though you did not kill a kino, still a maisa will tell upon her. In the words of the Gemara, she'enachol kol mito amito, or another word of the Gemara, she'enachol kol sadim asadim, that's kamati was dam, and therefore we tell the hakol. And Mechaba says, the Yisod of Yamban, that if you have bigger grisim, echlami mushar bigger. And Taz says, why? You have bigger beans, you have bigger bugs. Fine. That's a Kabbalah we have over here. Bigger the beans are, bigger the bugs are. Now, come along the Pesach Tshuva and it brings down the Reim, it says, the Maisel, we're not exactly sure, we're not bekeem in this idea over here. Now, the question of not bringing down the Reim, the question is, what exactly can understand the Reim? Where the Siddhartha wants to say, maybe in the Kimta over here, or really the. That's Siddhartha, someone else, some Reish. What exactly is the one of the Reim? Is that, let's say we have a size that's less than a gris, put 10 millimeters, but it's a little bit thick over here. Everyone knows any color can spread out over here. So how do you judge it over here? When things can be spread out, do you take the thickness into account or not? Maisa, the way how the Chayin of Bikon go, Kibegim, Piskachuv, is causing this, bringing the Seretairo, if there is an extra thickness to it, Echanami Afi Machmer. But if it's the standard amount that goes on top of any Begad, we go what we see in front of us. And the Chayin say the standard on Hunger is nothing extra over here. And therefore, we're using that chlish, this concept over here. If there's a little bit extra, you'll have to worry, that'll be spread out over here. Come on with Pesach Tshuva, and he brings down that what exactly is the size of the grids over here? He has these Turkish beans, and these grey sabinim, and the split, and the whole. Maisi ends up, after he brings down different beans, the Chassam Sofer brings down the ikz like the Miyot Stoko. The Eitain is that even though Bezman Zeh, we don't really have that machilis, not Motzi Bezman Zeh. Still, the lach is we go after those times and we go after their share. And he explains what the lumdus over here is. Very important to klal over here. Now, those would argue, we'll go with Pesach Tshuva said for some sefer, that be'ikir, why were there machman ksamim? The reason was a chumr in taharis. Chumr in taharis. Except, not to make a joke out of it, we said loy plug even on the baal. This man is there, we don't have a chumr in taharis, so be'ikir, we should be mekel. We should have no chumr ksamim. Except the Maisa, we have once necessary minion, we have to keep that hog around Bizman Azeh. Therefore, if we're going after those times, their bugs with the size of a gris, a size of 20 millimeters. Therefore, we're going after their size, it'll take a Bizman Azeh. Again, our bugs are much smaller. Our bugs are 5 millimeters. Or we're not much of Bizman Azeh. But so what? The whole reason why we mach is only to understand what they did. What they did with 1920. Therefore, we're going after them. We're going after us. Myself, we make it totally. We have no chumuk sum over here. Now, this Indian saying is 36 Cyrus over here. Come on, the man to see him. He says Dafka Cyrus on the body, not on the head. Everyone knows it's a little close together. Not like it says in Dafka Moshe. And they say this halacha of 36 is by the, I'm sorry, the size of the quiz is by red. What about by black? So again, there's a kivega and the Pesach Tshuva. The meal stuck on the Maisa, he wants to be Makel. Numusachanum and Makel. Sadashani, the Kivegim on the Siratira, enforced the Raivit to be Machmer. However, Avadim, if Pishpush on being Motzli, Avadi can be Mekel. Sifov, if you find a Kesem on her body, not on an object over here, not on the clothing. The question is, do we still have the heter of a Sheikh Gris for Eid or not? So the Machabah bring up to the Vanchitas, a Stam Gish Oimim. A Stam Lamaisa says to be Mekel, we have the Sheikh Gris even on a body. That's how they bring down the Shem the Bach. And the Pesach Tshuva being down, that's why he passed with the Minchas Yaakov, the Siddur Tyro. Lehisit. Atzal Hasheni, the Rambam, it's brought down Hashem, the Rambam, that the body, even a Mashu. The Shach says, Ein Lohoko Klal. Pesach Tshuva again brings down, Mara Brudna, the Maisa to be Machmer over here. So we have Machloikis, the Stam of the Mechabah to be Mekel. Again, the Shach wants to be Machmer. A Roi Vachem is to be being Mekel like the Stam of the Mechabah. Now, Kiveka does bring down a Teres Lomosho. Even the Rambam sheet to be machmer. Let's say you know you killed a bug, maybe it can be toiled upon us. Not worse the case of a makor and end of tzarichin ledino. Now, if you find a mashu of dam on her body and on the beged, what's the loch in that case? Kamal pesach shuvas of kon yedalit, being on the machloikis, beisayis mefurish the meis to be mekel. So the tire to verse the moish the meis is mekel. Chavdas wants to be machmer, and the side of the machloikis seems to be. Chavdas understands you go after we blind the dover, the stomach came from her. Mash Enkein, the Mekilim is saying, why is reason to be Machmer? Because you only found upon a body, not on a beged. he found upon the beggar. So back to klal of tell upon a machelus and a gris, and therefore we make klal over here. Siv zayin is a sugya of a pishpush. Tazan shach say it's a vance, which they say in English is a bedbug, which yesh lotan. Let's say you have a case over here that you kill this vance over here, or you have the reich of a vance because the bris chorus that when you kill this vance has a smell over here. The loch is give toila upon a shear of a turmis. What is the shear? So the Ramah helps you out. The type of kidney is that's very bitter. Now we have tumosim that the mice are in the store. The less the size of a penny, which cannot be that disgusting, because these tumosim are bigger than the size of a gris. Now come to the Pesach Tshuva, and he discusses based upon the loch of Tziv Chavav. Let's say a person that killed it, a pesh bush over here, you have a shear of turmis. Let's say you find turmis for eid. Can you also make him say that oid is a machilis? Just like the loch and siv chavav, an issue is oid seeking salmon, a sheer seller, and she's found seller of oid, we tell the seller what she's oid seeking, and the oid upon a machilis, maybe over here also say the same thing. The pish bush is a sheer tormis, and the oid is a machilis. He said the chur that it should be, however, it's sarachian, yesh lod. Now, this halacha, when a pish bush, he killed it, we sarach upon it. Let's say he did not kill it, he cannot be sarach. Let's say it's motzli. So the shella in the Beis Yosef and the Tanya chopping down, how to understand the Rishonim? The Rosh Lamaisa is not clear. The Rashba Lamaisa wants to make it. At the end of the day, the Tanya and Shach want Tanya, even maybe the Rosh to make it. We have clear Rashba to make it. And therefore, if it's Motzai, the Lach is that the Tanya and Shach to make it, not like the Bach. Said Kiregi, if so, we have a Chumra over here. We'll get the Lach and Sifiyat Zayin. When you get a size, Kigriz V'aid more on top. Also, Alma, also on the bottom, will say the same thing. Therefore, this situation of Pish Bush and Motzai, will come out the chumra, the size of it to termis on your top, will not have the tliya and say osim alma, came in pishbush. Therefore, the matil will come on to be machma over here. Sivchas is really a quasi hamshuk of sifav that you find it on your body, but do we have the locha being mitzaref or not? The stam of the mechaber is to be makel. Yesh omri says the maisa, the shizu the rajba, is to be mitzaref and to be machma over here. Therefore, said the shach, these two sheetahs are vada only according to the Svar Rishon and Sif Aleph, Sif Vav. According to Svar Chorin, even a mashal will come along to be machma over here. Then if it comes out, you have to realize there are three sheetahs over here negated to your body. We have the sheet of a mashu with the shach paskins, in Lohaka Klal. We have the other way around, it's going to be sheik gris, it's not even be mitzdarif. That's the pasha of the mechaber. It's stomach to be makel and Sif Vav, stomach to be makel and Sif Ches. Have Roy Vachorinim, the same Hashem the Bach, the Ikim and Chizyak was the entire goal, was in between. You need the Shirk Grizz in the body, but we'll have a Chumat to Mitzaref. In between Mahalach, that seemed to be how the place could go. Kamal Pesach Chuvan says, the get this Indian on a Begit had to Mitzaref it. Let's say you find it on a crease. So it says the Chokh Bazad, it depends where you find it, if it's sewed up or not sewed up. In the case it's not sewed up, let's say it means over here, you have a pocket over here, it's not sewed up, they open one to another. Then he wants Taina, each Kesem stands by itself, I will not be Mitzaref it. Mash Eke, in the case where it is sewed up, I guess in the side of your pocket over here, where it is sewed up, over there, he wants a Taina, Tzorachin, if he can be Mitzaref and not be Mitzaref. The Mash of the Aruch HaShukh, the Mach in both cases, the Mavucha among the Akoinim, but that's the Chuk Masodim. Sivtes, come on, Mechabit says you have all these different types of sizes and shapes you find on a person, will not make a difference. The Loch is Kneg Machum Atorfoy. Even though it's strange, a star of a shape, a star of a line, whatever it is, the Loch is going to be tummy. And the Shach gets involved with the Bach seems to understand the side of here is negates a size. It brings numerous kashas against him. We're not discussing size over here, we're discussing different shapes over here. And therefore it says negate not like the Bach, the Sugya shapes, and the Abad of the Loch over here to be Machber, you find that size over here to Matama person. Sifyud, a case of not being Mechabal Tomo, and Big Day Tzvoyim, two different Chalokim, the Mechabal, two different Kulas over here. First, the idea of not being Mechabal Tomo, we have a Gemara, Nehemiah says, that something not being Mechabal Tomo is not Mechabal Kesamim. That's how we paskin, not like the Rai, even the Maisei wants to be Machma over here. The words of Mechabal, says a double Lashon. He says, on something not Mechabal Tomo, I call Dovish in Mechabal Tomo. What's the double Lashon? Explains the Shach. The idea over here is whether the thing itself is not Mechabal, or the thing itself better would be, except the size is that way. The size is less than the shear, less than 3x3, also will not be Mekabal Tumah, therefore also will be Mekal over here. That's number one, says the Shach. Number two, says the Shach, what does it mean Mekabal Tumah? You come and place in the Rosh, it means even Mekabal Tumah negates the Sugim Negoyim, negates the Sugim Tsaras. that also mean nechal together what finds mekabel tomo. Tomo lo pesvei shuvas ukon yedzayin. It says 3 points. Number one, even though saying it's not being mekabel tomo, it brings on the siddur tire that says if it's on top of something else that's mekabel tomo, we'll have the chum over here of a beggar that's mekabel tomo. For example, let's say you say pads are not mekabel tomo. We'll go with that assumption. But the pads are attached to your undergarments. Your undergarments in mekabel tomo. Says the chodashani, it's true, pads not mekabel tomo. Who cares? You have a siddur tire to be machmer. You have a tissue you do kenuach with. Tissue is not mekabel tomo, let's say. You're holding in your hand, you are mekabel tomo. Says the chodashani, you have a baya, mitzad your hand holding it. That means Roy Vachem did not call the Siddur Tairo, but Chodashani is Choshish. You have to realize the Chum over here becomes that, the massive Chum called the Siddur Tairo. The second point is, let's say you find it on the Karko, that's Mechubber. You say the Locha of the Chum of Mekabel Tumah not, because we say by Negoyim to be Machmer. There's no one time, just like by Negoyim to be Machmer, and also the Karko is the same thing. Okay, so you place the Taiwan Taina only Negoyim negate to Begodim, not Negoyim negate to houses. Everyone knows the Taiwan Taina, three different Negoyim, the person, a house, and a beggar. They want Taiwan Taina places only saying negate to Begodim, not negate to houses. The third point of the Peskei Tshuva is something that's Tamei Midir Abonon. It brings down the note who did Nichol negate of Mekabel Tumo, but those are Mefakvik, well, not me, they say negate to Gemei Reklaim, you find Dam on top of it, Mekabel Tumo Midir Abonon. But also, again, Peskei Tshuva said to be Machmel over here. So Gon Yinches discusses is paper mekabel tumo or not. He brings down the Rambam says not mekabel tumo, and somehow the Noidi Behuda came along and says it is mekabel tumo. Come along the Shiva Tzion, the son of the Noidi Behuda, wants to explain to Pshat and his father. How can you argue the Rambam? So he wants to tell you the Metzias, how they made paper is different. The time of the Rambam is Pum Chadoshes, they took wood, they shaved it, they cut it, they made it to Pum Chadoshes Balakan, and they were not nichol to get a mekabel tumo. Mash Enkein, the days of the Noidi Behuda, they took out one up the garden. They pressed it and levated it together. It's not nichol again in public chadoshes, and therefore come on to be machmir this man of the Noidi Behuda. That's pshat the Noidi Behuda. Goes on for the Pesach Tshuva and brings down number one. The Siddur disagrees that even if you're right, still nichol again in public chadoshes. Took out one begad. He made a near paper over here. Still public chadoshes. Aleph. Second, the Chassam Sofer says, "Maisa in our days, Chassam Sofer after Noidi Behuda, it's not made to be a case of a beggar, and therefore cannot be made into." Tema Pishim to beg it over here. And they were also not Mekabel Tomo. Voidi mentioned Kabura, Moshe Sheet is, our things are so flimsy, they might throw out, Avaz not Mekabel Tomo. That means most of Khurim Wataina, our paper is not Mekabel Tomo tissues. Except you get involved other problems. You're holding your hand, Al Sidu Tairo, Al Sugu Kinuach, maybe you have a Khashash Gosh over there. But the Ikut, paper itself should not be Mekabel Tomo. Some Shev does want to be Machman, Isha and Abadik. We'll leave that Sugu to maybe cook Tarak Aleph. Also, this entire brings down, let's say you find a kesem after Tashmish on somebody that's not Mekabel Tumo or Beged Tzvuim, but case of Merik Laim, he said Tzorchin, also leave that Kutzal Galef, had to apply that practically over here. Now, Peskei Tshuva on your test brings down the Noidi Behuda that says in the case of Beis HaKisei, so usually you have a hole in the ground, and then they had a board that had a hole inside. That board over here is Mekabel Tumo not. So he says two reasons why to be Mekel. Number one, once the Mechubber, now it's connected to the karko, not Mekabel Tomo. Second of all, when you made a hole inside of it, it's not a kli anymore, and then it's not Mekabel Tomo. And he goes on and says, I have four different chalukim, how exactly made the bathroom over here, nichol to get a Mekabel Tomo or not. The second half of Mechaber is the second sugya of Big Day Tzavoinim. The Gemara's Machlokes Tanakama verse of Nosim, the Big Day Tzavoinim is Mekabel Tomo or not, is a nichol sugya of Kesamim or not. The Meis of the Mechaber Paskins, it's Mutter, Shitahiro. And therefore, the Ramah gives you an etzah what to go where to save yourself from some to go where Big Day Tzvainim. Now, the Peskei Tshuva being down the Dagma Vava says, how can we make all against the three Chmur Eilim, Lamwan Bimachmer, Ramban, Ravon, and Ben Simcha, whether it's two or three? How can we make all Koshal Hakal over here? The Maisa, his own Talmud, the Tshuva Mahava, the Talmud that we come along and says, the Maisa, in Lahachmer, that's Kradan Ogre, we follow the Mechaber, the Mother Maisa, we are Makel. However, it goes on further Peskei Tshuva, being down the Chassam Sofer, Tshuva won't be Machmer. But any bag that some look off, any undergarment, the Maisa, we will be Machmer. Only time to be Makel on a skirt, not on the undergarment. Maisa, Kiyatua, that's not Aaron and Hogo. Maisa, we tell women to wear Bidet Tzvanim, even the undergarments. And we go like the simple reading of the Ramah over here. Kamal Gum Kivege brings down the Mil Stokan and says 2 points over here. First he says over here a case of when you have a big day tzivayim and you have one big marrow. So let's make it simple. You have a polka dotted big day tzivayim. That means let's say you have a white area, in between a red area, blue area, and in between a white. White, blue, white. The white area is 50 millimeters, the blue area is 50 millimeters, and then again the white is 50 millimeters. You found one big keser through the whole entire thing. You have three options. You can start with all three. Mitzarif only the white, or mitzarif nothing. The blue divides in half. Three different options what to go do in this situation. The Maisa, the way of Kiveger, brings down from Miltzvaka, he says, mitzarif are two white chalakim, but not the thing on the big day to avoid him. Again, the Pesach Tshuva brings down the Tshuva Mahava and the Chavdas and Tversi and say, no, he even mitzarif the blue area in between. The mitzarif even what's in between over here. We have Machloikis, the Maisa, the places seem to go be'ikr. That when mitzarif only the white area, like the Kiveg, the Miltzvaka, and not the area that's colored in between. Therefore, comes out, you have 10 millimeters of the white and 10 of the blue. Maisel and Paiskim do not mitzarif it, the Maisel will be makel over there. The second point of Kiveg, the Miltzvaka, is the talk about now a bag that's all white. She's wearing Zainakim, all white over here. But she has two Maras. She has a Mara that's white or red. Make it more better. She had two maras, brown, the place you hold the brown's motor, and red. Very common. You have a wearing zainakim, white undergarments, and she has two maras, red and brown. Each one is 50 millimeters. I mean, make a loma macher. What's the loch in that case? So come along in the tainas that even though, where did the brown come from? Came from a body. So red also, red did not come from machalism. Machalism don't have a case of brown. But Maisa, since it, the aloha, the brown, can be makel. The only thing we're left with is 50 mils of the red. Lamaisi can be makel. Let's understand what that means over here. I'd like to make a contrast over here. Bring down three cases by us in our simon over here that we have. We have two colors, brown and white. We'll have to make it red and white, and we have different alohas. The Taz, on Sift and Dalid. The Taz brings down a Chuvus Ramah. Chuvus Ramah is a case of Isha's Baal's Chatotim. She's Makis over there. And she has a case over there of Agosha, and she sees more than a size gris. But she has a Tliya. She has all these markers over here. What's the halacha in that case? The Ramah says, where in the world does the white mark shares come out? She has two marks that came out of her, white and red. And the red over here, we have a Tliya. It's more than a gris. It's 50 millimeters. We have a Tliya. She's a Bala Markus. She has all these Chatotim over here. So come on, Gamon says, Yisoid, where does the white come from? Macholis? White doesn't come from Macholis. Blue doesn't come from Macholis. Brown doesn't come from Macholis. It came from a body. So the white came from Macholis, and it looks like one Mara. The red came also from Oysel Mokom, Makar. And therefore, after Matamara, says Ramon, not only case where it looks like one Mara, even looks like could be two different Maras. We must assume it was one Mara, two Maras. The Loch is with Matamahar. We have a Tliya, and with Matamahar, I have a Tliya. With Matamahar. Let's think about it an hour Kimto. That's what the Ramah says. The Taz says no. Taz says, what are you talking about? The Maisa, if it's two different Maras, the white, the Maisa came from her, and the red, the Loch is, will say no, came from the Mako. He says, only when it looks like two, when it could be two different Maras. But you know for sure it's one Mara, look at it, it looks like one Mara. About it, the Ramah is correct. The white came from her, also the red came from her. But if you're not sure if it's one Mara, two Maras, the Taz is Michael. The Shachnik was Kesef and the Simon Maisa Mekel, but Ikel Pashkin go against Ramah. But if it looks like one Myra, everyone agrees the Maisa to Matamaher. This Mil Stokel is the same thing. You have one Myra over here. Over here it's less than Igris without our Gosho. Again, but what happens? We make it a Tliya upon a Machoilis. It's the same idea. There is more than Igris with our Gosho with a Tliya of a Mako. Here, our case is the same idea with no Gosho, with less than Igris, with a Tliya. There's a Tliya, here's a Tliya. There we're being, if it looks like one Mara being Machmer, over here we're being Mekel. It's a Pella. Everyone at the end of the Simon says, well, it looks like one Mara. The white came from her, the red came from her. It also looks like one Mara. If the Mark Sher came from her, because it can't come from anywhere else, Mark Sher is only come from Isha. Mark Sher don't come from Machoilis. The white came from her, so let's say the red came from her. Why are you telling upon Machoilis? Do like a Maka, we're not going to be telling upon. Machoilis is a Tliya also. Why be telling upon it? Obvious question over here. How does the Mil Tzedakah and the Mahog of Omar Ra work out with the Taz of Shachat and the Simon?
So look up the Miyot Tzedakah inside. We want on the page, the last Kelim Hashem on the page, says a very big kitzur Yisoid over here, a very important Yisoid. He says the Kinim Machilisim, they have a Tev over here, that they get mixed in with Marek Sheris, and the blood spreads out to the sides. And therefore, even though it looks like one, it's Machilis. These Machilisim, that means to look like one, what's the Taz saying? Because it looks like one. From stomach, it's one over here. Machilisim make, they confuse you and looks like one Mara. Therefore, it looks like one Mara. Very good, we're thinking it's a Machilis. What did the Taz say? Taz says it could be two Maras, or we make them. What's one Mara? What do you mean? One Mara? The white came from her, the red came from her. But here, when it looks like one Mara, Machilisim spread out in the Marek Sheris and spread out, and all the edges that are red are really Machilisim, and the white inside is from her body. They get intertwined one with another, and they confuse you. And the Teva is that way, and looks like one Kesem. And therefore, that's why we make all over here. That means it's a very important contrast of the milk stuck over here versus Sifton Dalet. That means you have a Marek Sheris, a Marek Tomei. We have three cases over here. We have Sifton Dalet with upon a Tzli of a Mako. If it looks like one Kesem, the Tazim Shachal Maisel Machmer, the Amal Maisel Machmer. When it's less than the size of a Gris, and one like a Tzli upon a Gris, it looks like one Maro. Mil Tzlok of Kivegel Maisel is Mekel. I come to this Chaldas being Machmer, but Kivegel, Mil Tzlok of Maisel is Mekel. We had a Sif Aleph, the Sugyo. You have a Marek Sher, a Marek Tomei, on an H.A. Nabodik. Also the similar idea over here. And that we have Machalik's Givat Shol. First the Chavdas, what the loch over here is. Then you have three akimtas when you have two maras. The question is, we say the marak shekimur, who did the marak tamei? We have to mechalk in different akimtas how to apply it practically. That means someone, let's say, issue on the test. I found the mara over here with marak shekimur, marak tamei. You have to say, well, it depends. If it's each and a modic and the other gosha, that's a follow. If it's the case, tamas are less than a gris, even if you know a gosha, that's if you're the mild stalker. If it's more than the case of a gris, which involves mako, that's really going to be the case of Yamor and the Taz. Very simple. Shalom Yisrael. Fine. The last point over here is the Pesach Shuva and Dorf. It's going to Chabez, the Muda Kesev. He says over here that there's a Ishash, which should not wear big de Tzavainim, not Bimei Nida, not Bimei Levaino. Now, what means Bimei Levaino means Zainakim. It's very simple. What does it mean Bimei Nida? We discussed then, not that clear what that means. May need anyone should tell me. Someone say may means you may vest. Yeshlod and Yeshlayin, what that exactly means. It does end off the Maisa on the first 3 days, you did not make it clear. Again, we'll have to get Kufsat Gvav, how to apply that practically. Just like the Messiah, people ask me how to do Chazorah. To the minimum amount to be Masliach, if you learn it well the first time, is Mechaber Ramah Behitiv does the Sukkum of the Taz and Shach, and the Pesach Shuvas. If you learn it well the first time, you should know the basic Torah Be'esesiv, basic Shittas over here. Be'ahitav is an easy succumb on the Taz and Shach. Because the Shuvas is very important. You have more time to see the Kivegas. If you have more time to see all the Shachs, it's a little bit easier than the Taz. The Taz goes off on a tangent a lot of times over here. But, no, and actually, more time the Taz, the more time the Be'esesiv, the Torah. But again, everyone should see the Mechaber, Amor, Be'ahitav, and the Pesach Shuvah. That's, if you learn it well the first time, fine, you have other issues. But that's the minimum amount that everyone can do Chazar on, no matter how much time you have. Slach Rabba. Ben Shem, tomorrow we'll go from the Sifyal from the clear to the end.